Liberal leader Colin Barnett mucked up his chances of winning in the last election with a grandiose water plan that blew up in his face. This time round, he was 4 years older, wiser, and, as he told me, determined to be himself. Fellow West Australian Deputy Opposition Leader Julie Bishop described him as a phoenix rising early on last night as the results started to go to the Liberals. By about 10 p.m. when he got to the Seaview Golf Club in Cottesloe, Colin Barnett was the Liberal pin-up boy who had not only taken a state but somehow shaken Labor's hold in Canberra as well. At the golf club I caught up with the man most likely to be Western Australia's next Premier.
I was very proud to lead the Liberal Party through a very... early election, a four-week intensive campaign, and we've picked up a large number of seats. Unfortunately, we've also lost a couple of members, so that volatility was there. I have no doubt that the view of the West Australian public was one of voting against or rejecting the Labor Party in government, and the desire of the people of Western Australia was that there would be a Conservative government formed, the Liberal Party, hopefully the National Party, and some independents, which makes for more complex government, but that is, in my view, the will of the voters.
As people wake up, will they get a Conservative government, though?
Well, I'm very optimistic that will be the case, and clearly we've got a very tightly contested result. There are still a number of seats being counted, and perhaps there'll be some recounts, but it's certainly the case that the Labor Party is unable to form a government.
Have you spoken to the Nationals leader, Mr. Grylls, this evening?
No, I haven't personally spoken to Brendan Grylls this evening, but I'm sure there's been some communication between the two parties.
So many people are saying you ran a very good campaign and that you're a different man to what you were 4 years ago, and I think that's self-evident. However, you dismissed the Nationals early in the campaign, or at least that's their allegation. You dismissed them and you didn't take any notice of their regional royalties plan. I'm just wondering in hindsight whether that may have been a mistake for you.
No, I didn't dismiss the National Party. I think the National Party had a media agenda at the time that I wasn't going to be part of. You know, we've had a situation here, as you traditionally get, with three-cornered contests between Liberal, National and Labor, and you get the intensity of the campaign. I have been out of my way to make it very clear that the door is open for the National Party. I've said that throughout the campaign, and I hope that they will respond.
Do you think the relations with Brendan Grylls are better between the Nationals and the Liberals or between the Nationals and Labor? Do you really think that you have the head start on Labor there?
I think, if I can say so, National Party voters would not want the National Party to go into any sort of political arrangement with the Labor Party. The Labor Party is not good for country Western Australia, and their closeness to the Greens and some of the Greens' policy is basically anti-farming. So I think the people who voted National and the National Party organisation, most National Party members, would want to come to some arrangement with the Liberal Party. Now, I imagine there's going to be a price to that, and that's what will be talked about over the next few days.
It certainly will be a price, and I'm just wondering how deep your pockets are. That regional royalty scheme was, what, $700 million? Can you find that sort of dough to put up? Because I'm sure the Labor Party will say it can.
Well, they can't, and the royalties raised by the mining industry in this state are very significant, but because of the equalisation, so-called, done under federal-state relations, Western Australia only actually keeps about a net 10% of the royalties. So there is no $700 million lying around.
Well, what can you offer Brendan Grylls?
Well, a chance to serve in the government. A chance to serve in the government, be a minister, and improve both the state and regional Western Australia. But I can't speak for Brendan or the National Party. I'm tonight just celebrating a great Liberal result where Labor can no longer form a government. And the Liberal Party...
Well, hopefully they could, with Mr Grylls' help,
well,
couldn't
they? I don't think that's very likely. And I think, given that we've still got, of course, Tony, those Corruption and Crime Commission reports to come down, with a number of Labor members of Parliament with a very big cloud over their head, I don't think... Good, honest, hard-working National members or the National Party would want to be associated with that.
Just finally, the election, was there much federal play in this, do you think?
Well, to the extent that I believe there is a view in the community that it was unhealthy for Australia to have Labor in power in every parliament in the country. And I think that was a factor below the surface, even though it wasn't talked about in the debates. The other factor, I think, was that Labor had been in power for 8 years. They have not been a particularly successful government, and I think people are very reluctant to give them a further 4 years.
You were described tonight as the phoenix rising. How do you feel about that?
No, I don't think I'm a phoenix. I think I'm a hard-working member of Parliament who perhaps has won the respect of the people of this state, and they're prepared to trust me with the responsibility of leading a government.
The man most likely to be Premier, Colin Barnett, at the golf club last night.